All right. A very good afternoon to you, or a good morning, or a good evening, wherever you are finding yourself in this beautiful dark and green continent called Africa. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Kamekulu Nkwanyoka, and this is our session, man. It's our like daily session, Monday to Friday. We get to talk, we get to be angry, we get to discuss. I get to give my theories and suggestions on economic matters, building and rebuilding and changing and moving in a different direction. Yes, it's my ideas. They are my hypothesis. They are not right. They are not correct entirely. You can build on them. You can scrap them or you can change them. But the main important thing is that we have a conversation and we get to implement something different, man. We get to have to go a different direction. So welcome, welcome. If you are streaming us via our website, thank you so much for choosing us. If you are listening to us via the radio, thank you so much for choosing us. I hope you are empowered in terms of economic information and business matters. I hope your curiosity is awakened in what to do and what not to do. I hope you are informed, man, because since in the morning, since 6 o'clock, we are on these matters. We are giving you economic news and business news. We are giving you discussions and matters, man, what is happening and what we need to do. And in this particular juncture, this hour, I also get to have another session where I give suggestions, I give ideas. Since I'm a theoretical economist, I get to give ideas. So I hope we are adding value and we are adding or respecting or valuing you choosing us. Now, for today, there is something very interesting that just happened. And it made me realize something that in many circumstances, we jump to talk about so many high level stuff and we get to neglect the simple things. And today, the word that I'm going to focus on is a word and it's called capital. So I was speaking to somebody today and they asked me like, am I lazy or do I need capital? Am I broke or do I just need capital? Then I come to realization like, yo, that is some sort of wisdom. Because in many circumstances, many of us have beautiful ideas. Many of us have so many concepts and want to do things. But what is missing is that starting up capital, that working capital. And again, some of us have salary. Some of you have salary. Some of you have some small income. What is the difference? Okay, you have money. Do you have money or do you have capital? These are some of the questions because we see people driving cars. We see people looking good. So now the question is, do they have money or do they have capital? Because you can be driving a car, you can be having this and this and the salary, but you don't have capital. You just have some little money to take care of you. So we need to understand this word capital. We need to understand why is it important. When we are talking about building an economy, we are talking about doing better. We need to talk about this word capital. What does it mean? Why is it so important to economic inclusivity? Why is it so important to entrepreneurship? Why is it so important to innovation? That is capital I'm talking about. Starting up capital and working capital. Where can I get it? Why don't we come up with our own capital bank? Why don't we give so much money to DBN? Why can't me and my family give me capital? Why can't my friend give me capital? And why is my idea not being funded? Why is nobody funding my idea? Why is capital so rare? Why can't I find capital? Where do I find it? So these are some of the questions that we should be answering once we understand the concept of capital. So in this conversation with my friend, I realized that, okay, cool. I'm actually not broke. I just don't have the capital to do whatever I want. So this is the question, like, in many of us, I think, we need to distinguish between what is capital and what is that income that we need. Your salary and what is sustaining you and the capital or the money that you need to grow. Capital is the money that you can use to start, to run, to maintain a business. And I'm repeating again, and I didn't read this anything, and then really read this anyway. Capital is different money. And I'm emphasizing this, colleagues. When it become capital, once it become capital, it means it's money that you have that you intended to use for business purposes. Either to get your capital, to buy the land, to do whatever. And I'm emphasizing this again to say, once it become capital, once you have capital, then it means you are rich, in my definition. Because once you have capital to start something, then it means you are now participating in an economy. You are now part of the economy because you have what it takes to participate, to get a bite of the pie. So we have now to differentiate money, salaries and everything that we get, and capital. So we have now to move money from salaries and from other sources. So we make it become capital. Either ourselves in our work, in our hustle, we do what needs to be done so we can accumulate capital, or we go to the bank, or we go to other financiers, or we go to our families, so we can put together what we call capital. Because that become money. That become the most important aspect of your journey. Once you get capital, it means now you can unlock the potential that you have. It means you can get your stock. It means you can get that land. It means you can start that restaurant. It means you can maintain and operate whatever you operate, because now you have the capital. It means you are sorted. It means you have your shoes, you have your clothes, you have paid everything else at the personal level. Because now you have capital. You have what they have. You are now competitive. You are now be able to stand where they are standing. Because the advantage population, the minority, what they have apart from us is capital. They are not smarter than us. It's the same thing with the European and everybody. They're not smarter than us. But they have one thing. They have money. Money. Not for personal use. Money for doing whatever they want to do in an economy. And all of us from all walk of life. Zambezi to Kunene. Oangwena to Oshikoto, to Omaege, to Ochunjupa, to wherever. What we need is capital. The only difference is between Africa and every continent is capital. It's money to do things that you want to do at the national level. That is a difference. Beautiful people. So I think this is the concept that at the beginning, when we got the economic autonomy or perhaps the ability to run our own economy, let me say theoretically, this is the most important component we did not consider. And that's why now, if you listen to economic literature or to the issues that face us right now, and the most stumbling block is capital. We haven't actually focused or found a way to unlock capital or financing project and entrepreneurship in our country. And that is actually the main reason most of our people are unable to participate in the economy. Because we never sat down and come up with a strategy of financing. Our SME financing is how old? I think we implemented in 2021. But look at us, we are 33 years old. So we actually never focused on what is the importance of capital in economic building. If we could have actually focused on the importance of capital deployment, risk taking, de-risking a project and project preparation a long time ago, we will not face the financing problem right now. That's why most of our projects at the SME level, at the startup level, at the research level, they do not last. That's why most of our entrepreneurs and our young people are struggling to find capital. And if it was actually we have considered the concept of capital a long time ago, we would also have a different conversation about pegging our dollar to the rent. It's because the capital consideration, capital deployment consideration was not a factor. So that's why now South Africa is driving the interest rate in Namibia without considering the fact that our entrepreneurs and our individual who own capital are unable to access it. And that's why even in our own conversation, we are talking about interest rate. Nobody really talk about that. Are we making capital expensive?
People are only focusing, no, now what, the installment and what. The most important component, colleagues, in all economies is access to capital. Is financing of project. What is the cost of capital in a country? How accessible it is? How tailor-made it is? And that's why the key question now I got to realize is that I don't think Namibians are lazy. I don't think myself I'm lazy. I don't think many people in Namibia are lazy. The concern you see is because these people have no access to capital. And also at our policy discussion and policy conversation, we are not talking about capital in such a manner that reflect who we are. In our risk assessment, in our risk analysis, it does not factor in the Namibian population dynamics, our historical background, our exposure, and things like that. No, we are using template from South Africa even to assess risk. Our models of financing in Namibia is based on the South African economy, which is a developed economy. And it tells you how behind we are in understanding the concept and the importance of capital in an economy. Because if we could have understood why capital is such the cornerstone, is the real cement and the water in a construction building, in the construction of an economy, we would have already a strategy of capital deployment. Knowing who we are, knowing how disadvantaged we are, we could have a whole strategy of how to deploy capital for young people. The youth and the young people scheme that AgriBank launched and the Development Bank launched, they're supposed to be launched in 1993. If we could have understood who we are, colleagues who were coming from exile, we were coming from a different old economy. And the only thing that could have given us a competitive edge against everyone, even now, only if we have accessible capital. And I think at our highest level and the most conversation we should have as a country is, what is capital? What is the importance of capital? That's why if you look at the financing of the Namibian economy, it has been put since ever. We were saying, run to the bank, go to the bank. The bank cannot finance an economic rebuilding. The bank cannot finance an inclusive economy. That is not the bank job. For you to attain inclusivity and to actually fix the economic injustice that has been done. No, that capital is very expensive. And it tells you, it gives you a picture of how we are not understanding. And I'm repeating this. Whether you are educated with a PhD or whatever, our inability and our failure to discuss what is capital a long time ago tell us a picture of our economic failure at the highest level. Because if we would have had an understanding and would have discussed, SMEBank would not have failed. DBN would have been started a long time ago in 1993. Would have a DBN, which is funding the economic injustice, which is funding the economic restoration, which is funding the youth. But we didn't talk about capital. And even today, we are letting the people who have been educated in America and South Africa talk about capital. And they are speaking about capital in their financial languages, in their economic languages. But the Namibian context about capital is about the economic restoration. It's about the economic injustice. It's about the youth and the young people. It's about the rural economy. Now you want a person who is staying in a communal area to have a property like the one in Windhoek. And this is the institutional failure of our educated colleagues. That's why when you are in a village, you cannot access capital because the collateral definition in our credit, whatever credit laws, does not affect in communal area. And it's one of the highest institutional failure. And it's because we do not understand what is capital and why it is so critical in economic building. Beautiful people, this is the conversation, colleagues. This is the conversation. Above all the many things that I have lectured about and made noise about, I have realized, I came to the realization that I think I never understood the capital even myself. I never understood how the rest of the world are able to come in Namibia and do whatever they want. The Canadians are getting gold left and right. The Chinese are buying land left and right. Why? they have access to capital. That is a competitive advantage they have. The white colleagues and the descendant of the previously disadvantaged are still having power above everyone. Why? They have access to capital. They have access to credit line and credit facilities. While you from Okangwati, you don't. You can't even start anything. Do you know why? Because you and your grandmother and your grand-grandmother and your uncles never understood what is capital. That's why we are only able to put money together when somebody is dead and when somebody is having a wedding. Because that is the only capital we understood. But if we could understand that actually the economy needs capital, then within our family we will mobilize the money. We will mobilize the money. So it's the highest institutional failure among the educated policymakers in this country to understand and to teach us what is capital, and that Namibians will not participate in this economy until we unlock capital and finances. So I am emphasizing this point, and I also just came to the realization of it. And when I came to the realization, I did call my sister to say, Sisi, I know I'm struggling, I know you are struggling, but one thing me and we did not unlock is this, that how about we, when you want something to invest or to buy something, how about we put money together? Like we created that synergy among ourselves so that you can have the necessary capital, because I know to a bank, you are not bankable. You do not qualify to get a loan. The same thing with me. So then because me and her, we don't qualify to get a loan, then will we continue like this for the rest of our life? Because no asset manager will give me a loan, I mean a capital. No bank will give me because I have no collateral. So now that weakness in our system to make us not eligible to get the capital from the bank and from the asset manager, that is the economic downfall of many Namibian people. And that is the institutional failure within our policies, within all of us, the teachers and everybody. Because if we could have unlocked that every Namibian is eligible to get capital from somewhere, let us find the right collateral to make the young people eligible to access capital. And it's because we never discuss what is capital. That's why we made now Namibian not eligible to access any capital from the bank. We want them to be working, but this is a young graduate who just came from the university. So now for them to be eligible to access capital, what can we do? That is supposed to be the first question in 1992 when we became sober. We unlock access to capital by making every person who is willing to do greater things to access capital. Now, do you think I want to work in this shop where I'm getting 2,000 every month? No. But if I could have been eligible to access capital, I'm an artist. I'm very good at dancing. I will start dancing around the country and get paid. Because now I have the right shoes, I'll have the right swag. I'm able to hire somebody to do PR for me. But what I do not have is the starting capital. Is the operating capital. Because my system or the system in a country made me ineligible to access capital. So now I am literally discarded by my economy. I'm never going to participate beyond this 2,000 salary that I get. And because this wisdom also did not reach me a long time ago. I've been one of the people who is arguing people in the north that you only cultivate once a year. But I'm starting to realize that not everybody who's cultivating once a year, they want to do it. There are those who want to do it all year. But guess what? They have no access to the right capital. They have no access. We made it impossible for Namibian to participate in the economy. The structural deficiency and the institutional failure which we did not correct is that Namibians were meant to provide labor to the economy. They were not made to participate in the economy. How was it possible? They were made ineligible not to qualify for any type of capital. That's why the white men, when they came, they took the land away from you because it's the main collateral. Then they wanted to come up with laws and policies that only made land as the only capital or the key to unlock access to capital. And this is what we are not discussing. Even when we are talking about land, we do not want to understand why land matters. Because in the law, land is the only collateral that matters. So this is not just about restoring land to the areas or to the namas or to... It's beyond it. This is economic freedom. Because we have laws and policies in place that only made land the only qualifying capital. And that's why we're not participating in this economy, because we do not have land. We do not have collateral or a qualifying asset that we can give to the financing institutions that we created. And we did not even maneuver around. When we did not realize that the bank really don't want to give us capital as we wish. The capital is locked up in the land that they took away from us. But again, we did not even think beyond to say, okay, cool. Then we can create different institutions that will unlock capital to our people. Since now we cannot do a referendum and take back the land and blah, 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 blah. Our resettlement things, most of them failed. Let us create different institutions that are going to speak a different language about accessing capital. Because DBN is speaking the same language like the banks, that yeah, you have to be eligible, you have to have this type of collateral. Yeah, until now, Agribank, I love how flexible and how beyond they want to say, have your salary, have an off-take agreement, then we can give you capital. Those are some of the institutional provisions we supposed to come up with a long time ago. But we didn't have the conversation of what is capital. We never did. If we could have spoken about capital a long time ago, we could have fixed the issue of accessing capital and economic participation. So the true reflection, the true restructuring, the true economic inclusivity model, it's supposed to be embedded on accessing capital or enabling finances. Not through the banks. No, not through the banks. We have to create different institutions that will enable your people from Kavango to Kunene to access capital. They do not have to leave their villages. No. So, beautiful people, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for tuning in always. For those that are listening via the website, for those that are listening via the app, and via the traditional studio, thank you so much. This is the conversation you're supposed to have. This is the lecture we need to give to our policymakers. Whoever is going to campaign in your village, I want you to give you this homework. Anybody who's coming to campaign in your village, in your constituency, ask them, what are they going to do about accessing capital for you? Those are supposed to be the right and the most important question. Ask them that, what is in your manifesto that talk about capital? How are you going to liberalize accessing capital in the Namibian economy to unlock the true inclusivity?
So my emphasis still stands, and my presentation is that I think, or I'm convinced, very much well convinced, that we did not understood the role of capital in economic building. And that's why we are throwing tantrums around or on each other, that either you are lazy or we are not creative enough or whatever. And it's like there is a lack of inadequate literature or empirical literature, that why are Namibian people not participating in an economy at the highest level? Why are we only selling fat cooks and being vendors? I think there is that inadequate empirical literature, that the exclusivity, which is actually in the Namibian economy, is emanating from one component that we did not understood ourselves. And that is access to capital, the right capital tailor-made for Namibian people. Just because we borrowed the banking system from South Africa, from the Western world, we did not do the assessment that the banking system and their way of deploying capital, was it adequate
Or was it actually tailor-made for our people? And because we failed to do that, that's why now majority of us, majority of you and me, are unable to participate in the economy at the highest level. That's why most of us are we are taxi drivers. We are at Stop and Shop. We are mostly trading, selling what other people have made. And other people have made such a product or were able to create such unique services because they had access to capital. So that failure, institutional failure in understanding the role of capital in economic building is what is leading to economic exclusiveness. It's why the rural area is not participating in an economy. That's why we are leaving the villages where the land is free to come to Windhoek. And in the silent languages, in the silent voices, we are leaving the village because we seek capital, guys. That is it.
So, colleagues, as a country, I am realizing that the most important thing we did not think about back then when we started our economic building is the importance of capital. Its availability and accessibility beyond urban setting. Because if you look at it, the bank's branches are just in Windhoek. But you know, Kwalondo, there is no a bank branch. Do you know that? So we literally made that the people in rural area in the villages should not access capital. You know that, right? That the bank's branches are just in Tumebi, Noshagati. But deep in Tintabisi, deep somewhere beyond Gibeon, there is no bank branch. There is no an asset manager. So look at that economic structure already, that we have excluded ourselves. And I can say this, there's nothing which is going to be done or achieved when there is no capital. And it's because we never put thought to understand the significance and the most important component of capital in economic building. So when you assess and you look at such a situation, that's what I'm actually referring to it, that it is an institutional failure to our forefathers who actually have studied or understood these matters. And yes, I'm not going to crucify them and go to their tombstone and jump onto the Idipo Amtenye's grave. No, he did what he know. He did what his best. That the Kruthio Beni Gurilaba did whatever he could. But I think at this juncture, if we are going to talk about economic rebuilding, I want you to understand the role of capital first. That there is no conversation about entrepreneurship or economic building, value addition, and other nonsensical stuff if we haven't addressed or we do not address capital. Like, we're supposed to have a national strategy in place already. Like, I'm seeing some private sector actually even joining hands with the Minister of Youth in terms of distributing capital. Let me just give up my hand to Jesse Hanoshike here and the Bellatrix and others for coming up with such an arrangement. Those are the type of arrangement we're supposed to go into so that we can actually deploy capital everywhere around the country. Unlike the old methodology, the old structure of capital deployment, which is just limited to urban setting. So the conversation needs to start about capital. What is capital? Are you broke? Are you lazy? Or is it capital? That is the main question we should ask our young people. Because I'm seeing that people are attacking me that, yeah, you are just wearing sneakers and things. No, guys, I don't have capital. I don't have capital. Yes, I have 600 to buy my sneakers. But guys, in a world where I live and the type of things that I want to do, 600 is not capital for me. Because we have to understand each individual young person that I don't want 600 to go buy the stock of tomato. I'm not a vendor. No. My idea is about the consultation. So that means I need different capital level. So we need to understand that so we can deploy capital, tailor-made capital to different categories of young people. So colleagues, above all the economic theories and everything in existence, whatever the benchmarking, wherever you're going to attend any workshop, wherever, I don't care. What I'm saying is this, the elephant in the room is capital. I'm also just realizing it after just having a conversation. And I'm saying actually this week that the elephant in the room is capital. Nothing else, it's just capital, access to capital. And the fact that we did not send our economic building our empowerment strategies and rebuilding and the diversification and everything that we have in place on capital is a failure on us. And this is why when I look at the SME financing strategy, the fact that it does not even include the informal sector, the fact that it does not include the vendors, and the fact that our SME strategy, funding strategy, follow the same colonial agenda and having the same problematic provision of collateral, of land collateral, of certain asset, then I've realized that we haven't fixed capital. Because if we can't redefine what is a collateral in the Namibian context to achieve the aspiration and the objectives of empowerment and getting our people involved, then I think we have failed. In our SME funding strategy, we are telling them to go to DBN, but say, bring capital. We are telling a 25-year-old, a 20-year-old, a fresh graduate from Okwalondo, from a Tinta base to bring a collateral. It's a failure on ourselves because we do not understand who we are. So you asking Kanjengo from Okwalondo to bring along a collateral when he just graduated, it's a failure on you as a leader and as a policymaker. And this is not a suggestion. This is not even an hypothesis or anything. This is the fact that if you are asking a fresh graduate from a university who has a prototype and a good idea which is bangable, and you are telling him or her to have a collateral, it's a failure on you as a policymaker. Anyone can come and challenge me on this. This is where, because you do not understand that the access or the route or the journey or whatever we want to build, it involves capital. And because you are putting systematic barrier based on your definition of what is in a capital, then I think me and you have failed. And I'm not removing myself in the picture. And I'm not removing you, and I'm not removing anybody. I'm saying at a country level, we have failed. And we do not understand that economic building is about capital. The Chinese are roaming around, they are in the Rundu building malls and everything. Do you know why? They have access to capital from their country. And that is the only difference. Beautiful people. Let's have a conversation. The most important conversation at this particular juncture is that how does a kid from Rundu, Nguru Nkuru, Shadi Kongoro Mashare get to build or get to buy a farm? How can they get the land that they want, which is the best grazing around Tumeb? Why do you think Tumeb and Otavi and Ochuaronga are still surrounded by the same people, by the descendant of the same people? It's because they have the money. It's because they have the capital to buy the farm. It's because they have a credit line to the banks because they own the system, the financial system. And we are here puzzled like, yeah, inclusion. No. It's just because we didn't do our homework to understand what is capital. Now you are here telling that the kids are lazy. Now you are here saying the kids are not creative. Now you are here saying that you're only wearing expensive things. 600 can't do me anything. I need 2 million. Like literally, I need 2 million. If I'm to get the best out of that land that my grandmother left me, I need 2 million. So beautiful people, can we have a conversation about capital and how do we make it accessible? And how do we change the systems and the policy in places and the way we deploy it around the country? That should be the agenda between me and you. So in my awakeness, in my dreams, in everything, I'm realizing that we can't achieve anything. And this is the education that actually we need to teach our people, like especially now where we are going to receive some new political faces and people going to parliament. This is the education we need to tell them. And they are busy reviewing whatever gender laws and blah, blah, a bunch of things. That if the economic transformation has to happen, they need to understand that where is the problem? What do they need to fix as they go to parliament? And my suggestion and my honest suggestion is that all of us, whoever goes to parliament, need to understand what is capital and how crucial it is in achieving the economic transformation. And that if we are going to reduce this movement of people from rural to urban, that it was constructed as a colonial agenda, we need to change it through understanding what is capital. That if we give those people capital at the village level, they will do whatever needs to be done. They don't need to come to Windhoek. But we are still feeding the same problematic approach that the colonial regime gave us. Come to Windhoek and get a job and send remittances at home. How about we take capital to the people? How about you have a bank branch in Onandova? How about you have a bank branch in Onyanya, giving the loans to the village people to work? Or when I heard you have underground water, like within your rural area, do you have a bank there which is funding you to build a borehole? Do you, or you are coming to Enana to get a loan while you live in the village? Why are the banks not in the village? So we're still following the same strategy, the same bad strategy, which deprived us the most important component of economic building, which is capital. And it's because we did not understood it. And I'm saying at this particular juncture that if you are to understand something in economic building and transformation and why other people have an advantage over us, is because they understood capital. All this Silicon Valley and all this bunch of things that the American have built, the Silicon Valley is positioned so that people come and pick ideas and fund them. The World Stock Exchange was started for people to access capital. We have to understand the World Stock Exchange was started in that idea, accessing capital. And that is the same model we have Africa need to adopt. Stop begging and whining and making noise about foreign investment. Foreign investment is a concept that gave the Western world power that they are the only one who have capital. But we have capital within our family. We will not be begging for foreign investment once we understand what is capital and who need it and how much they need it. We will deploy the small cents and the small savings that we have to the right people in the villages and in towns. But it's because we never understood the concept. That's why now you are running around foreign investment. But we have 10 million in your account. Beautiful people, the concept is capital deployment. Stop calling people lazy. Stop saying people are not serious with life. The salary of 2,000 that I get is not the capital. It's not enough for me to realize my dream. And you made it sure. And when you look in my payslip, because I now have a bed, I have what? And you are saying, no, we cannot give you our money. You are unable to pay. You determine already, you made my future like to stop, to come to a standstill because I'm paying a bed every month. You said you cannot give me a loan because you have looked at that I have a bed and my salary is 3,000. Then you say your future is doomed. You're never going to participate in this economy beyond being an employee. That is how we are killing Namibia. That's how we are killing Africans. Using capital as a barrier, as a systematic barrier. Because our laws are demanding and categorizing that the only asset that you should give should be land, should be a property. Beautiful people. We need to redefine this thing that if I don't pay, take me to prison. If I don't pay, let me go work at the green scheme for free. Let me pay back the money. If you wanted a true economic transformation that involves your people, redefine what is a collateral in the banking system and in the capital world in the Namibian context. Yeah, many people are wondering like why I appreciate entrepreneurs, why I appreciate people that are trying. It's because I know how hard it is to get capital in Namibia. Because I studied risk, I know the template which is being used to assess people. No, you are not eligible to get a loan because of what? When you say that word to any Namibian, you say, you cannot participate in the Namibian economy beyond you being an employee. You are literally being the colonial government that said our forefather can only work in the kitchen and the farm. They cannot be anything else. You are repeating the same thing. When you are denying capital to a Namibian young person, you are literally practicing the colonial regime systems. And it's something that we are doing so beautiful. We are in the banks. Many of you are working in the banks. No, the bank unfortunately cannot give you a loan because you have other things. But I'm asking you for a loan to go cultivate a field. This loan is supposed to pay for itself. And you are telling me anything that I have, buying my bed and buying my house, I should not participate in an economy. That is what literally we are saying. And many of you are wondering, why are Namibian only at the Stop and Shop? If you go to Stop and Shop, many women are there. Many women are there. Then you are saying, no, women are disadvantaged. No, men are treating.
No, no, this woke gender. All of a sudden, men are treating women badly. They're not participating. No, 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 no. It's capital. Access to capital is the enemy. Women are at stop and shopping at every open market selling. Do you know why? It's not because men have systematically denied women to participate in the economy. No. Like everybody's telling, no, is there a tradition? No. Do you think it's our tradition for women to sell only? That is a lie that you people are spreading. If you think now that men are just telling women, just go sell, do not be a bank CEO. No, the access to capital for women to do whatever they want with their ideas and concept, that is the problem. That is the only limitation. It's not my tradition being a Kwanyama, being a Mbukushu, that is limiting women to go to Stop and Shop. It's the access to capital which is limiting them. But you guys now, the media and everybody with this agenda of hating my tradition and my culture. No, it's their culture which is what? It's nothing to do with the culture. It has something to do with access to capital. Because you say they are not eligible to get a loan for them to go buy that machine that sells ice cream. You say that. No. You say they are not eligible. Your system of funding and financing say it is not eligible. And the system that you've adopted, the system that you've inherited from the colonial people, from the people who don't like you. We have to be honest. We have to talk about capital. Now everybody's blaming the African culture. No, this is a capital issue. And until we realize why the Chinese are having a competitive advantage, why they own all the mines, why Canada is owning all the gold mines. So do you think the Canadian people are just so smart that they smell gold? No, they have the capital. That's why Canadian companies are operating in Namibia. Do you guess what? They go back home on their own stock exchange and get capital. And they can do whatever you are not doing. That is it. You now making capital available for your people that are willing to do the work is the most important thing that we need to do. And if we are not going to realize that, we are going to be one of the biggest failure in this century. So we're going to keep running around and blaming each other and pointing fingers. It's all about capital, colleagues. It's all about capital, man. Everything else is nonsense. It's capital, access to capital, financing. The young people are unable to play around because you're not funding incubation centers. Because you're saying that they are so risky. You're not giving them capital. You're asking them collateral. Guys, I just came from my grandmother's house. We do not even have cattle. And you're asking me to give you a collateral worth 700,000. Where? From hell? Until you change such a nonsensical provision in your laws and find a better way and find a better collateral that your people can afford, you will not unlock and transform the economy for more participation. And this is a fact. And I'm saying this loud on air. I'm sure more than 200,000, 300,000 people are listening to Eagle FM. I'm saying this as a fact that economic transformation, empowerment, and all these things that you guys are circulating around about inclusivity, they will not happen until you change your laws and your provision that have to do with capital. It's capital deployment, my guy. That is it. The people that are producing all the grape in the country, are they Namibian? No, they're not Namibian. The people that are in your ocean owning a vessel, they are not Namibian. Do you know why? It's not because Namibian have no ideas and Namibian are not smart. The difference and the difference factor is access to capital. That is key, colleagues. That is key. Everything else I consider it economical nonsense. I have no problem. You colleagues are welcome to challenge me. Write, talk, go on social media, bash me as you want. But I'm saying no economic transformation until you understand that it all come back to capital. Give Kanchengo capital right now. I will show you flames. But as for now, I can only afford sneakers. Because I will never save it to achieve a 1 million, guys. There is no way in hell I'm going to save to even save until 500. Let's just be honest. No such saving I'm going to reach even 100,000. No, man. I'm in my prime right now. I'm only going to be young once. Now in my young, you want me to save it to reach 200,000 so I can start a business. And by then when I reach 200,000, I'm no more young. I'm 36. Instead of you giving me the capital to utilize my idea,
Now you are telling people, no, save, save, save. No, man, no, no, no. I'm going to save, but not to save capital to start a business, because it will take me time, it will take me ages. And we have to understand that. No, Namibians are not saving. Young people are just drinking. It's small money. We will drink the small money, because it will never reach 500,000 for me to buy a pickup truck that will transport my tomato from Etunda to Oshakati. It will never. My salary is just 4,000. So now, when will I reach 500,000 to buy a Mahindra? When you are telling me to save? Colleagues, let's just be honest. The economic transformation involving the young people can only be achieved if we deploy capital. Beautiful people, let's have a conversation, a difficult one. It's a very difficult one, but it gotta happen, man. So beautiful people, in our economic transformation journey, in our conversation that we are gonna have at every level. So when you are seeing people like Jesse Hanosike, Impact Tank, angel investors, the SME Compete, and all the colleagues that are trying to avail platform for startup and for SME to get funding, appreciate them. These are the people who understand the institutional bias, the institutional failure among ourselves. They actually have already a high level understanding of why capital and accessing capital is very important. And I don't hear people even in our parliament talking about accessing capital. I don't. But that's what I'm saying. The angel investors, man, the Basecamp and the other colleagues that are facilitating Impact Tank, the SME Compete and all these Beltrix and all these colleagues, I appreciate you, because at the highest level, you colleagues over here understood what we did not understand. You colleagues already knew that there is no economic transformation without accessing capital. You guys already had the foresight to say that the banking system that we have inherited, the risk assessment that we are using, will not transform the Namibian economy. And I appreciate the fact that you guys already understood this concept a long time ago. And you creating various means to get these young people and all these startups to come on board and to come to platform to access capital needed to be applauded and appreciated and be celebrated. Because my father and my mom and my grand and everybody, when they see me, they say, Kanjego, you went to school. Why are you not having a job? Why are you not driving? And I look at them like, if you understand the systematic barrier that I face, just being this black kid in my continent, my dark green continent, if you just understand that all the laws that Namibia have in their constitution was adopted from somewhere, from where things are different, and I'm practicing them. And they don't look at and they do not recognize me. They say, if I go to the bank, I should bring them a house. I should bring them land. I should have a collateral with a minimum value of around 700,000. But they acknowledge that I'm disadvantaged. Then I'm just there puzzled. They even came up with a term, previously disadvantaged. Then how come you do not understand that I'm previously advantaged, that I do not have a collateral, an asset worth even 200,000. The most expensive thing that I have is my bed. Yeah, then my sneakers that are 700. So then how come you understand the previous disadvantage that I'm from a communal community where my land is not eligible to be used as a collateral? Where I'm from, the banks do not exist there. I have to leave the most precious thing in my life and that I know better and come to Windhoek where I do not own anything. It's all about capital. And the mess started when we do not recognize asset in the communal area. Do you know that in communal area there are no assets? Guys, literally, and I'm saying this loud and clear, in communal area there are no assets. Because if they were valuable assets, they can be used as a collateral.
And we have such a law in existence that you cannot use your communal land or property as a collateral. What a nonsense, what an economical nonsense is that? And we still have such a law in existence. And that is why you have people leaving the village to come to Windhoek. And when they come to Windhoek, you are asking them, where is your collateral? So I can give you a loan. But I left my collateral at home. We have 5 goats. We have 10 cattle. It's all about capital. It has always been about capital. So don't be puzzled when other people are doing well in your economy. It's because they have access to capital. It's because they have access to capital. Don't be like, no, the Chinese have... No. Just stop. Stop. It's nothing puzzling or scientifically crazy or beautiful or... No. It's all about capital, colleagues. The American, they can print money. You can't. And they told you can print money. Inflation. These guys are the architect of economic theories. They are the forefathers. They knew how what to use against you. And as I'm saying, I want to bring you back to the table to have the most important conversation that we never had. Just like land. We are so uncomfortable when it comes to land. It's the same thing when he wants to talk about the banks. Wants to talk about capital in Namibia. The bank wanna be like, yeah, it's risky. We have to use all this theoretical stuff. Because nobody wanna be comfortable that you cannot make your people to have wealth when they are borrowing at the prime. No. We can't. And I'm talking about things that I'm certain of. I work with people that I have to assist in terms of restructuring their loan, in terms of coming up with turnaround strategy for them not to, for their thing not to be repossessed. I know what I'm talking about. And this is when I'm starting to realize, like, the problem is capital. The problem is capital. Because if I go to a bank and I tell them, give me a grace period, and they are not willing, it means that there is a systematic arrangement in place that does not want me to flourish. No, we have used other people's money. We now have to sell your place. But guys, it took me 10 years to build this. I'm just asking you for 6 month grace period. No, unfortunately, we have to pay back. We have to find ways. We have to find ways to provide the guarantee for entrepreneurship promotion and entrepreneurship in the country. We have to find a way to provide the capital to our people to participate in an economy. Otherwise, stop lying to them. Stop lying to them and telling them, no, we want you to participate. Yeah, we'll bring, you can bring me all the electricity and the network that you want. I will still be at home doing nothing. Because for me to be a digital entrepreneur, I need a laptop. I need a good phone. Even if I have 5G and I cannot afford the phone, there is nothing that I'm going to do online. So it all comes down to that starting capital and working capital. You will call me lazy and not inspired, but you do not know that it's because I do not have capital. There is the barrier. There is a systematic barrier. There is nothing else. That is it. And until we realize it, and until we revamp our SME and startup funding and include even vendors and startup and all those incubation period, we will not achieve anything. So to all of you, thank you for choosing us today. Thank you for listening to my theories and suggestion. But for the first time, I'm for today, what I'm saying today, I know I did not write a paper on it. For today, I'm saying whatever I presented today is not a suggestion. It's a factual observation of Namibian laws and policies and provisions. And then if I do have a different opinion, you are welcome to call Eagle FM and challenge me on this. I'm willing to say this is the fact that no economic transformation, no inclusivity will happen until you liberate access to capital. You make capital available in the terms of your people, not in terms of the banking laws and the banking act and the monetary policy and every other bunch of things that you have in place that you have actually inherited. No, study your people. Tailor made it to your people. Define what is a collateral in your language, in the Namibian language, in the African language, that contextualize who are your people.
Because it's very embarrassing when you're asking a graduate to give you a 700 and a 2 million collateral. Aren't you even embarrassed you have such a law in place? It's embarrassing. And you're telling, no, youth, what you, no, bro. When you're asking the youth to have a 700,000 collateral, a 1 million collateral, why they just graduated? Are you not even embarrassed? That is an institutional failure from us, the so-called educated and the policymakers. So for today, colleagues, that was not an hypothesis, that is an observation. And I want us to take a serious so we have this conversation to solve the problem in terms of entrepreneurship and in terms of economic participation. That is the main problem. We solve it, we unlock participation. Thank you for choosing us. If you're listening via the website, or I don't know, I think the app is still off. And I'm grateful that you guys are patient enough. For those who have resorted to the website, thank you so much. And for those who have been listening via the radio, thank you so much. This was the Business and Economic segment with me, Kanjoko Kamekulunkwanyoka. And guess what? As I always say, that this is the platform. This 1 hour is dedicated to entrepreneurs. Tell us your budget. Tell us how much you have. Come and talk about your product and your services to us. Use our platform. We are here to build an economy. We are here to make sure the transformation that we talk about happens. So we will not reject you based on your budget, no matter how small you are. Even if you make shoes, even if you make cookie, come and talk about them. Come and discuss with us and what you need. And with that, colleagues, thank you so much. The Villager e-paper is out. Go read what is happening in your country. Go read what needs to be done in your country and give your suggestion wherever you are. And make sure when those politicians are coming to your village to campaign, ask them what are they going to do about capital. With that, thank you so much. And Uncle Fly will come through and give you more as we facilitate the conversation and discussions. Have a very good night.